Okay. All right. So we got interrupt. So that's we're supposed to start the Taisis. Unless someone has anything to say about yesterday or any brilliant chidushim.
Yeah, Rabbi, I just wanted to make one, not a chiddush, just a diak in the Rashi we read towards the end of last night on Hey Amud Aleph, Medamea. So Rabbi was asking that it's repetitive, and he also adds more. Is the Lashon, Rashi says, Ma'ariv Truma Im Chulin Shel Chavero. I thought the case was that you mixed up your friend's Chulin with your friend's Truma. But if that's what Rashi meant, he should have said Ma'ariv Truma Vichulin Shel Chavero. Is it possible that Rashi's learning the case for some reason that you're mixing your own Truma with your friend's Chulin?
Yeah, why should that make a difference?
I don't know, but it sounds like Rashi's going out of his way to say that. But I don't know why it would
But he's going out, he's trying to be neutral. Okay, I don't know.
Meaning in chulin, whoever's chulin it is?
No, it's definitely the friend's chulin, but the truma, it can be anyone's truma.
Ma'ariv
truma, anyone's truma, and maybe.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay, but let's maybe start with that Rashi, because I like to start that Rashi anyway. On Heyem and Awif, Rashi says, Medame. Ma'arev truma in chulin shel chavero, da'ashtu mezavin le'bizo, v'fi she'en yochol lo'ochla el ha'kohen. Now, Rashi on Dawin already said, medame truma v'chulin. So we have two problems. One is that Rashi is redundant. Elamai, you assume that Rashi wants to add this point that he says the Hashem is Avine Bezo, Shane Yoko the Ofla out of the Kohen. So that would imply that till now Rashi didn't know that. Right? Isn't that the implication? If Rashi says it on Heyam and Awif, that means that we don't know it till we get to Heyam and Awif. So that means that on Dawid on the days, we didn't know this yet. In Dawud Amid days, we didn't know that Mizavin Ebezo. Because we probably thought that you sell it at the same price. We don't know that a Kohen pays cheaper prices for his, right? And it's not so mukhruch that a Kohen pays cheaper prices. So it's a Rashi is mechadish and on Dav Hey, the Hashem is Avin Ebezo, Shein Yochol Lochla Lekoe. But Rashi, but on Dav Daud on the days, we didn't know that yet.
Isn't that a big dochik for the Gemara to discover on Dav Hey?
Well, let's just wait a second. I'm just trying to see how far the train of thought. So if the Gemara didn't know that yet, so then What is the hezek? Now, what did the Gemara think on Daf Dawin that the hezek is? In other words, the Gemara read Rav Chia said that there are 24 hezekim. Now, obviously, there's some damage of medame. So, if they don't know yet this din, so then. Then what do they think is a hezek?
A kohen could eat a mixture of a chulin and truma.
Yes. So what did they think the hezek was if they didn't know this point? What would you people say?
That he can't eat it.
Yeah, in other words, Pashup Shat, there's a hezek. Then I'm not a store. I go to the grocery and I buy myself some food. Now the reason why I bought the food is because I want it. And I pay the price that it's worth it to me you know, I paid $10 to get the groceries because I want groceries. Now someone goes ahead and mixes my chulin with truma. So I got to go sell it. It's a pain in the neck. I'm not a storekeeper. I'm going to have to go ahead and how am I going to find someone who wants to buy it? I'm a Rosh Yeshiva. I don't have a grocery store. I'm going to have to put up a sign and anyone who wants to buy grapefruits, come to my house and get grapefruits. And so even if I could sell it at the same price that I bought it for, first of all, that's a tremendous tercha. And it's a tremendous, you know, that I have to go look for a sour and then I don't end up with the grapefruits. I went special to the store to buy grapefruits. I went special to the store to buy grapefruits. And now you are metamid, you mixed in truma. It's a tremendous hefsed. You're massing me. I don't know if it's not a financial hefsed, but it's a time tircha. And I'm going to have to go figure out a way to sell this stuff and then go back and buy new ones.
What would you pay?
I need those grapefruits.
What would you pay?
What?
It's not financial. What would you pay?
Maybe you pay for this is some kind of hezek for the loss of time, a mazik. I don't know. You caused me. There's just like there's boshes and ripui. I don't know. You know, there's something that maybe some kind of gather of. You caused me a tremendous loss of time and energy. I went to the store special to buy grapefruits. Now I have a double tercha. I have to go patriach to sell these ones. And I have to go ahead and get new ones. So, I mean, the chara, isn't that mukhlok from Rashi?
Isn't there a problem in this approach? Because Rashi before went out of his way to say it can't be manasik, cannot be that you're ma'arav yayin nesek with kasher yayin, because then you don't lose anything because you can go sell it in the Gentile shuk. So I'm saying, then for what reason didn't Rashi feel the need there to explain what medamea is? I mean, medamea has the same problem. You can go sell whatever you're mixing together. You can go sell it b'shuk.
In other words, by menaseh, Rashi says menaseh. In other words, okay, I have a good question. In other words, Rashi says menaseh is again. Rashi says Menaseh is the Avodah Zarah, because you can't say it means that I mix it together, because I can sell it. So what he means, I can sell it, but Medama, you could also sell it, and. Which is not a problem. Normally you say that Medame Rashi understood that by Medame the price goes down because the Kohen buys it cheaper, but by Menaseh the Rashi thought that the Goyim don't buy cheaper. That's what you're telling me. But if you're going to tell me that Rashi thought that the Goyim Rashi thinks that the Kohen also doesn't buy cheaper, so what's the difference? Okay, that's a valid question. But let me ask you a different question. So let's try and put it together and brainstorm. There's a tremendous kasha on Rashi, on Dawud Amidei. Right? Rashi says, Menaseh can be that he mixed it together. Why not? Because then you could just sell it to a guy. And you're not losing. And Taisus brings that there's a Gemara in Gittin, right, the bottom Davis and Dawud Amud Beis, that there's one Mandamar that says that's actually the case, right? So it's a tremendous kasha. How could Rashi say that the case can't be that he mixed it together when Gupa, there's a Mandamar that says that that's the case?
And it would appear that Rashi holds that Mandamar has to hold that it's Lo Shmei Hezek, and it's really Kanas. In the rule of Kanas, so then even if it's not Shmei Hezek, we can still consign you.
Doesn't the Gemara call it a Kanas initially, straight up?
No, the Gemara initially calls it Mammon. That's not true.
The Gemara Dalma Beis calls it a Kanas right away.
Let me hear what you're saying. Let me just say this.
Rashi's quoting the same Gemara that Tosus is quoting, so that's even more strange.
Another, let me hear what Shamir said. Maybe that was, it wasn't good answer. Let me, I guess, I just got to digest it. Another, but let me try to get again the question. The question is, Rashi on Dawud Amud Beis. We have two questions on the floor, and I'm just trying to see if the two questions can be worked together, right? But there are two questions. One question is that Rashi on Dawud Amud Beis says that the case of Menaseh cannot be they mix the wine together because there's no problem. You can sell it. You'll get the same. You'll get all your money back. So the problem is that Gufa, how can Rashi say such a thing when it's the Farish and the Gemara and Gittin that you can sell it, that if you sell it, you sell it at a loss. And then the Gemara said that there's a Hezek. There's a Mandomar that says that that's Gufa the case. And obviously the Pshat is that when you sell it, you have to, you suffer a financial loss. L'chaira, that's Pshat in the Gemara there. Because there is such a mandamar, at least it says that the hezek is that you mix it together. I mean, I don't know. So Rashi is slugging up a mandamar, but there, how can Rashi go ahead and say slug up a mandamar? Right? That's a one kasha. Second kasha is that why does Rashi have to say on Daf Hey that mandame is that you sell it bizol? Didn't he know that already on Daf Dawud? Okay, two separate questions. So on the first question, then how can Rashi argue with the Gemara and Gittin? So what are you trying to say, Shamir?
I was putting forward that Rashi may hold that Manda Amar and Gittin that holds that it's Ma'ariv, that Manda Amar and it's a knas. So theoretically, if it's a knas, really there isn't a hefsid. Just we constant the person for it as if it was a damage.
In other words, we're saying that Rashi held that maybe Rashi is gufa. Like I want to be medayik from Rashi and Hayamadawis. That Rashi did not know that there's a financial loss. He didn't even know by a Kohen there's a financial loss. He surely doesn't know by a Goyim there's a financial loss. The Manda Omar, and that's why he says it can't be, there's no Hezek. I in Gittin it says that you're chayiv. There's such a mandamar. So there it is. That mandamar maybe holds that it's hezek. In other words, the Gemara doesn't know. The Gemara, that mandamar holds that it's a din of hezek shein o nikar, lo shmei hezek. It's only a knas. So maybe a knas we would constant you, even if there is no financial loss. Even if a knas, we would constant you no financial loss. But Rashi, but the Gemara here, which is assuming in Baba Kamma that it's real knas, it's real hezek, because the Gemara, that's how the Gemara answers in Rabbi, that it's telling a nizik, mezek, so it's real hezek. So then it couldn't be, if there's no financial loss, there's no hezek. If there's no financial loss, there's no hezek. You can never entertain. In other words, in order to entertain that there's a real hezek, so we're saying that what the Rashi holds, that really the price doesn't go down. So there's not a real nezek. But then it's saying, so but why in the Dame? So what's Medame? So Rashi thought Again, the Rashi thought the hezek is the saying is that I can't have my thing. So then why? So the kasha comes back. So still Rashi, however he understands medame, should understand menasech and not dawit amadeh. However he understands medame, he should understand menasech the same way. Well, that's the problem. In other words, if we're medayik and that hey, right? That's the question. The question is, if we're making a diag on that hey, that Rashi did not know that there's a financial loss, and yet he still thought on that dawah there's a din of medame, so then why can't menasech be the same? Why can't menasech be the same? Yeah, okay, that I don't have an answer for. In other words,
Rabbi, what did you go the other way?
Shamir is saying that on Daf Dawid, we don't want to say Menasech is mixed together because we want it to be a real Hezek. So then where's the real Hezek? By Medame. I'm mixing Truma Bechulin. So where Rabbi, is... What?
Maybe the real Hezek by Medame... By Medame and Dav Dalam and Abaze is that it's usher to you. You can't, that's real Hezek, that's usher to you. Now, Hayam and Abaze is saying, even though it's usher to you, but you could still, meaning it's not fully Hezek because you could still gain something out of it, you could sell it for a loss. But you, the Havmin, I guess, or Rashi's shot on Dalam and Abaze is that it's not, it's usher to you. So that's the hezek.
Yeah, so then the problem is, so then why did Rashi have to say Menasech is not a hef, is not the case that you mixed it? He could have said Menasech is also the case of mixing it. I just want to make sure everyone gets the problem. There are two problems on the floor. They probably are similar or they're connected. One problem is that Rashi on Daf Dawid Amadei says that the case of Menasech is you don't mix the wine together. Because if you would mix the wine together, there's a simple solution, you can sell it. Yet the Gemara in Gittin, there's a Mandamar that says that is the case. So how can Rashi argue with an Amora? Right? And even the other Amora, the Gemara in Gittin doesn't say that's why he disagrees. Gemara only says he disagrees because of Kimle B'Drava Minei, not because of Rashi's Svara. So Rashi makes up a Svara that no one says. That's one problem. Okay. Completely unrelated problem. But it's on the same Rashi. That's why we think they're related. The Rashi on Dave goes out of his way to explain what the Medam is. And he says, as it is, that because you can't you sell it cheap because you have to sell it cheap because only a coin will buy it. So the fact that Rashi said it on Daf Hey and he didn't say it on Daf Dawid seems to imply that on Daf Dawid he didn't know that. So if he didn't know that on Daf Dawid, so what did we think the Hezek on Daf Dawid is? So we said the Hezek is just the inconvenience that I'm making you have to go ahead and sell this food and go buy new ones. So if Rashi was ready to say that inconvenience is a problem, so then why couldn't he say that by Menasech too? The Menasech is that it's inconvenient that I mix it together, and now that it's mixed together, so there's an inconvenience, so you have to go ahead and sell it. So why does Rashi object that Menasech can't be that you mixed it together? Just like I mixed Truma with Chulin, and the problem is inconvenience. So this could also be the same problem.
I could think of a svara that why a kohen is different than a nachri.
Yeah, why?
Because a kohen, it's once you have to sell it to a non-Jew, the market is a much bigger market. You could travel to more towns. there's a availability to sell it for not a loss. Specifically when you're selling food specifically to a coin, they know the situation. They're smarter than the world's market.
Yes, I agree with you. That's Pashim Shat. But that's what we would say. If not the Rashi on Hayim and Dawid, I would definitely say that. That Rashi on Dawid holds that when you sell to a goy, there's no price loss. Not like the Gemara Gittin. What can you do? That's a different question. But when you sell to a Cohen, there's a price loss. But the problem is that we're being medayik that Rashi only says that there's a price loss on Daf Hey. Mashma on Daf Dawid. Rashi doesn't know yet that there's a price loss by that there's a price loss in the that there's a price loss. So if he didn't know yet there's a price loss, so then what's the difference? Then and yet Afal B. Cain, he's ready to say that he's ready to say he understands that there's a mechayev, a medame. So then why couldn't he say the same thing by Menasech?
Do we know what the Mandomer and Gittin holds about Bezek Shein and Nikar?
He holds Bezek Shein and Nikar Shmua Hezek, probably. I think. But I'm afraid. Do people hear the two problems? I don't mind repeating them over another 10 times. Do people hear the two different problems? There's two problems. There's on the same words of Rashi. One is that Rashi contradicts the Gemara and Gittin, and two, Rashi is in stira to himself because how does Rashi shlug up the case of Menasek mixing the wine? Why did Rashi and Avdawid Amidei think that that's any different than mixing Chudin with Truma? Truma b'Chudin. Medame Truma b'Chudin. Medame Truma b'Chudin.
Can you repeat what's the second question?
I'm not sure. The second question is from Rashi and Hayim and Awif. Rashi and Hayim and Awif makes this point that when you do Medame, the reason that if you would sell it, you would lose because since you can only buy it to a Kohen, the price goes down, right? But Rashi says on Hayim and Awif. Now, the word Medame was mentioned already on Dawid Amid Awif, base. So why did Rashi only say this on Hayim and Awif? Should have said this on Dawid Amid Beis. So the implication is that on Dawid Amid Beis, we had a different understanding of Medame. We understood Medame, you're not paying because the price goes down. Because we didn't know yet the price goes down. Rashi's first mechadish that on hay, but you're paying for something else. So the only thing that we can think of what that other thing is because you're paying because of the pain in the neck that I have to go and become a salesman to sell this food. I'm not a salesman. So that svara. Definitely you have by Menasek when you mix the wine together. So why did Rashi, if Rashi understood that the problem of Medame is not that the price goes down, because he only was Mechadish that on Dav Hey, so that means on Gimel on the base, on Dalet on the base, he doesn't know that yet. And yet he thinks that it's Hezek Shein on Nikar. So why wasn't he ready to say that Menasech is the same thing? That there's a pain in the neck, that I'm not a salesman. No, that wasn't. One thing, I just, who asked me to repeat?
That was me. Yeah.
In other words, I suspect that I'm making a mistake on that. Let's go back to Rashi and Hayim et Aleph. Rashi and Hayim et Aleph says again that the Medama, the problem is the price goes down. So we're making a diak. The fact that Rashi says it on Hayim et Aleph, I mean, then on Dawud on the base, we didn't know that yet. So we have a kasha. If we don't know that yet, so what is the hezek? So I said the hezek is because I don't want to be a storekeeper. Maybe that's wrong, because then Rashi could have said that by Minasek too. Maybe there's a different hezek. What could be a different hezek when I mix Chudin and Truma together?
Maybe the chulin takes on the kedusha of the truma to the extent that I can't sell it at all. I'm not allowed to sell it at all.
But then what forced him to change about that? I mean, there's something on Doc Hay that forces him to change about that issue.
I got half. You got the other half.
Yeah, I have a half. Yeah. I can add an extra half. maybe he held on Doc Dalton and Bays that you were mevatel the chulin and the truma. I mean, the chulin's the miyut.
That means bittul.
Just that, yeah.
Maybe, I mean, you know, I'm trying to think of Rafi's diak in the beginning. Rafi made a diak. I don't know, I think it was Rashi, I'm not sure, maybe, I think it was that Rashi on Daf Hey says, Ma'arev Truma and Chulin Shel Chavero. And again, on Daf Dawid, he didn't say that. He didn't say who's whose. So maybe on Daf Dawid, he did the opposite way. He was Ma'arev Truma, he was Ma'arev Chulin in the Truma of Chavero. Right? In other words, on Daf Hey, he's mechadesh at the cases that I was ma'arev truma in your chudin. Maybe on Daf Dawid, he thinks the case is that I was ma'arev chudin with your truma.
First, he does say truma b'chulin on Daf Dawid also, but if it will be chulin
b'chulin, where does he say on Daf Dawid chudin and truma? I'm looking. I'm sorry. Medamea truma bechulin. Ah, so it sounds like the truma is in the chulin. You're right. So I take it back. So there it's truma bechulin. Truma bechulin. So that's the same as he says here. Mare truma im chulin, except he just adds the word shel chavero.
Maybe we could say that as far as
where was Rebbe going though before the
I don't know I was going one second Shel Chavero, and here he just says Midame Ma'arev, let's see again, here he just says Truma Bechulin. He takes Truma and he mixes it into Chulin. So he mixes it into Truma Chulin. And here he adds Bechulin Shel Chavero. Bechulin Shel Chavero. So if let's say on Daf Dawid, it's his own Truma and his own Chulin. So who would he be being Mazik? If he mixed Truma Bechulin, so if it's his own stuff, so who's he being mazik? Truma bechulim. Are medame truma bechulim. Truma bechulim.
I mean, the only other option is what if it's a coins truma and a coins chulin, and it's still he could only use it for specific things as opposed to everything. I mean, he can't feed it to other people that are in Kohanim. So it's, I mean, I don't know. I'm just...
So here, Medame Truma Bechulin. In other words, we're trying to figure out why Rashi, see in Rashi on Heyam and Aleph, he says so many extra things they didn't say on Dav Dawit. He says, Truma in Chulin, Shel Chaveiro. He adds the word Shel Chaveiro. The Hashta, and then he adds this thing about selling it Bezol. Always, so that, like, it's so funny, Rashi. Strange that Rashi doesn't have, Rashi shouldn't say anything. And instead, not only does he not say anything, but he says things that are seemingly simple. Like we always knew it. So what is he saying it for? Ma'arev Truma and Chulin Shel Chaveiro. So those words, Shel Chaveiro. So we just had a suggestion that beforehand Rashi was learning it's the same person. I take your Chulin, I take the Kohen's Chulin, and the Kohen's Truma, I mix it together. So what's the difference?
Could that make a difference? That sounds like the same. That's still a hezek.
Still a hezek is the same hezek. The same hezek or a shalchav truma, you know, the same thing. The adama, the chulin and
it's more of a hezek if it's a Yisrael's item that you're, if you mix truma with chulin of Yisrael's chulin, as opposed to if it's a coins, because he could still eat it, but it goes down a little bit in his value. So maybe, I'm not sure, but not necessarily. Meaning, it's more enoniker.
Yeah, truma.
If it's the coins.
If it's a Kohen, I mean, simply speaking, the Rashi and Daf Hey would hold it. If it's the Kohen, then you wouldn't be chayev.
So maybe, but maybe yeah, Rashi's in the pshat on Daf Hey is that hezek she'eino nikker shmei, that it is hezek, and we're making it more hezek, and it's the fact that it's a Yisrael's chulin that you mix truma with him, and it's a really big tircha, and he has to sell it for less. As opposed to if it's a Kohen's item that he could still use it, you just. It's annoying. He can't eat with with Yisrael or whatever. He can't use it for other things.
So Yitzi, I think, are you proposing that on Dav Dalet, theoretically, we were talking even when you mix things together, where it might make the truma less market valuable, but it's not really a hezek to the Kohen. On Dav Hey, for some reason which we haven't explained yet, Rashi needs to say that no, we're not talking about. Where you're mixing a Kohen's Truma and Chulin, rather talking about you're mixing somebody who actually needs to, who would actually need to go ahead and sell it on the market, which would be a real hezek.
Right, that's what I'm trying to propose. I don't know why that would be the case, but yeah.
Okay, the crazy idea that I was thinking, I'm sorry, I didn't hear your suggestion, but let me try a crazy idea, but this is what the, Sandy said it, but he shrugged me up, but I still say it anyway. The crazy idea I would say is that on Daf Dawid, you're not, Rashi on Daf Dawid does not know yet that the price goes down. He only says that on Daf Hey. Nor does Rashi know on Daf Dawid that it's Chulin Shel Chaveiro. He also only says that on Daf Hey. So on Daf Dawid, he thinks that, like someone said that, I thought that was good, that he takes the chulin and the truma of the same person and he mixes it together. He takes the Kohen's chulin and the Kohen's truma and he mixes it together. There's no problem that the price goes down of the chulin because you sell it to the Kohen, whatever. The problem is, that you ruin the truma. I have this hedek truma, this kedusha dek truma. There's a, and now I don't have truma anymore. In other words, I don't have the mida of truma.
What don't you have?
So there's a certain. I have no idea. So I'm making it, but I'm saying there's a certain kedusha of truma. I don't know, there's a certain truma has a spirit. Now when you put chulin into the truma, this food can no longer, it gets the chumras of truma, but it doesn't get the kudas of truma. It doesn't get the maivas of truma, the kedusha of truma. So the hezek is,
has it though, no?
It's not the hezek that I'm selling. In other words, I'm saying like this, Rashi does not know yet. This is what I'm trying to say, to answer all the questions at once. Rashi doesn't know until he gets to Daf Hey. Rashi doesn't know that the price goes down. So therefore, by Menaseh, Rashi could not say, like in the Gemara and Gittin, because we don't know yet that the price doesn't go down. So why would it be a problem if I mix the two wines together? Just sell it. Edamai, that I'm not a storekeeper, that's a bad svara. We'll throw that svara out. So Rashi holds, if the price doesn't go down, you can sell it. And there's no problem. So Minazlech, there's no problem. By Midame, the problem isn't that the price is going to go down, because Rashi doesn't know that yet. Rashi doesn't know prices go down. That's what he's Mechadish and Dav Hey. The problem is, that I'm going ahead and I'm ruining your truma. You have havik a truma, and I messed up your truma.
Is the yayin halig up?
What?
Is the yayin halig by Nesach?
No, your yayin is not halig. Only truma is halig. Yayin is not halig. Unless you're on Purim, there's no halig. Yayin is not the halig a thing. In other words. And that's why it will be very good. In other words, Rashi is very nice and it answers both questions. We had a question, if Rashi was ready to learn, if Rashi knows that Medame is you're mixing two things together, so why couldn't he learn that Menasech is you're mixing two things together? So we're saying, because by Menasech, who cares that you're mixing two things together? Edamai, the price goes down, which is what the Gemara and Gittin maybe is saying, but Rashi holds that we don't know yet the price goes down until I got to Dav Hey. Until I got to Dav Hey, I didn't know the price goes down. Rashi was only mechanic then on Dav Hey, that when you mix things together, prices go down. That means that Rashi and Dav Hey, one second, I'm trying to finish to do this question. Rashi and Dav Hey is mechanic that by Medame, the price goes down. That means that Rashi and Avdawid doesn't know prices go down. He doesn't know prices go down, so he can't say that Menasech means you mix the wines together because prices don't go down. Badach Rashi held that when you mix chulin with truma, the prices don't go down and Avdawid. He surely holds if you mix wines together, the prices don't go down. So therefore, because Shmuel said that if Goyim, you have a bigger market. So if you didn't know that the price goes down by when you have to sell to a Kohen, he surely doesn't know that the price goes down when you have to sell to a Goy. So Rashi's very nice. Why didn't Rashi learn on Dav Dawud on the day like the Gemara and Gittin that Menasech means that you mix it together? Because Rashi holds, I don't never heard of this svara that the price goes down yet. He only was Mechadish and Andav Hey. As we see, he only said it Andav Hey. If he was only Mechadish and Andav Hey, so what did he think Andav Dawid is a problem of Menasech, of Medame? So the answer is that Rashi, only Andav Hey, he says that it's Chud and Shel Chaveiro. That means Andav Dawid, he doesn't think that Hezek is being done to the Chud and Shel Chaveiro. He thinks just the opposite. The hezek is being done to the truma. You have hezek a truma that goes ahead and you're just like we said that there's an Indian people like to eat atiris hakodesh. There's surely an Indian of eating truma. Truma is a kedusha dig of food, and now you go ahead and you ruin my kedusha dig of food.
Well, what are you doing with there? True. What are you doing with wheat? Truma, that wheat. You eat oatmeal only?
Huh? Again, there's a mitzvah to give it to the Kohen, which is Lechora bin Lost.
Again, right? the Kohen is losing out on his mitzvah of eating truma. I don't know. The Kohen now, I mean, the Kohen can eat it.
I'm just challenging that when you mix it with something, it's not truma anymore, because that's probably what happens when you make bread out of it.
No, it's still truma. It still has a kedusha of truma, but it's a less. It's only half truma. So I lost out on my mitzvah.
You can see, Midrash says butl.
I'm not butl. Rashi doesn't say butl. Depends. That would be how much you mix it. Rashi doesn't mention how much you mix it. I don't know. That would be chaser. I would just say is that I want to have truma. There's a mitzvah of eating truma. And now you went ahead and you put chudin into my truma. And so you ruined my mitzvah. You were mazik me. It's a different type of hezek. You took away my mitzvah of my eating truma. I'm gonna eat the same bread, I'm only eating half truma instead of all truma.
And the Kohen has the same mitzvah of giving, and if it's eaten, there's...
I'm talking about the mitzvah of the Kohen. The Kohen has... If Kohen wants to eat, you know, just like the Bnei Yisrael on the Midbar, they ate mud. They reached a very high madrega, right? So when the Kohen lives on truma, he's probably mekayim a mitzvah, and he becomes more kaddish. And whatever it is. So now you went ahead and you put chudin into my truma. So you caused me a loss, not necessarily a financial loss. You caused me a practical loss.
Whatever we're saying now, yesterday we said that we were making a diak from Rashi, that Rashi is metame by truma and only by truma and not by chulin, if you're metame chulin. Because that's a special, it's a lefnimer shadin type of thing.
Has worked together. I don't know.
But what I'm saying is,
I'm answering. Listen, 3 out of 4 is not bad. We have. I don't really know if this is true. I'm really not saying this. I'll tell you the honest truth. I would not write this up and put this in the beer of a unit yet. But it's a thought. It's a thought to answer. 3 out of 3 questions at the same time, right? 3 questions. 1 question, why does Rashi on Dav Hey say Chudin Shel Chaveiro, and on Dav Dawid he didn't say it? Question 2, why does Rashi on Dav Hey make this speech that the price goes down, and on Dav Dawid he didn't say it? Question number 3, how can Rashi say that there's no problem with mixing wine together, if the Gemara and Gittin says there is a problem, and Pashtus, the Gemara and Gittin means there's a problem because the price goes down.
Rebbe, you can see a case.
So we're trying to answer all 3 questions at once. We're saying that the Rashi holds that the Gemara and Dawid did not know yet the price goes down. The Gemara first was Mechadish that on Dav Hey, when, and this I would say like Shamir, because when the Gemara on Dav Hey, I mean, it's all the opposite of Shamir, but it's the same structure. The Gemara on Dav Hey says that this is the case of Hezek. The Gemara on Dav Hey speaks out that this could be a case of real Hezek.
And Dalit.
This is a possibility. And Dalit, it doesn't say that this is a case of real Hezek.
So what is it?
Hey, Gemara speaks out that there's a possibility that this is real Hezek, and even Hezek Deraisa. Shmei Hezek. So the maybe on that, so on that, hey, when they speak out this real Hezek, so then they have to be Mechadesh if the price goes down. That's real Hezek, right? That's Shmei Hezek. But on that Dawin, where the Gemara yet didn't speak out that it might be real Hezek.
Then
so
what is
Rashi
it?
It's a new kind of thing that you're going ahead and you're causing me a damage because I lost my heidegah truma. I lost.
Master
of so what can you say that you just?
Therefore, wait. So how does that answer all 3 questions? So therefore, Rashi doesn't say chudin shel chaveiro because I cared. It's not the chudin that's the problem. It's the truma. Rashi doesn't say the price goes down because on Daf Dalit we don't know anything about the price going down. Rashi doesn't say Menasech is a problem of mixing because since Rashi doesn't know that the price goes down, so there's nothing wrong with mixing it by Yayin, right? So that would answer three problems. That's
so not bad. Wouldn't there be a much more simple way to answer all three problems?
Tysus.
What?
Wouldn't there be a much more simple... Sorry, Rabbi.
What? I know you can talk. I don't know. I don't care who talks. What?
What exactly is a hezek and dalet? It's enough. It calls it person. It's enough. What's the
I hate when, I'm sorry, Rabbi May. Whenever anyone asks me exactly, I don't answer those questions because I don't know exactly. But we're trying to say roughly, not exactly. We're trying to say roughly that only on Daf Hey are we mechadesh this concept that the price goes down when you have a limited market. On Daf Dalit, Rashi never heard of that concept, that the price goes down. Therefore, Rashi has to come up that Menasech has to be that you're doing Avodah Zarah. Otherwise, there's no hezek. Because if you mix it together, you can just sell it. Right. No problem pricing down. Midame, he thought the problem is that, so I made this up based on the diak that the guys made, that he only later says, Chulin Shel Chaveiro. And here in the Rindawit, he didn't. Which the difference is that on hey, the hezek is to the chudin. So that's why he has to say chudin shel chaveiro. While on Daf Dalit, the hezek is not to the chudin, the hezek is to the truma. I take the same person, I take the Kohen's truma and chudin, and I mix it together, and now you lost your truma.
What's a hechrich to make the Gemara and Hay change to say the damage is going one way, not the other way?
The Gemara on that Hay says a line. The Gemara asks Akasha and Rav Osh, why didn't Rav Osh mention this? The Gemara answers, Gemara says, that Mimanashach, he has a shame, because Shema has a Hotone Ne Nezek. Right? Where is that line? So that means that Gemara is mentioning a possibility that these cases are included in the word nezek in the Mishnah, included in the word nezek.
Yeah.
That means if they're included in the word nezek, then they are regular, normal nezikin. Bishlama on David, we could say that these are some kind of newfangled, crazy, never heard of before, new types of hezek, that they would never fit into the word nezek that was said before. This is a brand new thing. This is a knas. This is, I don't know what it is. It's a newfangled something or other. But for the Gemara to say, hatoni le nezek, and I don't have to say it because I already said nezek, so then you have to figure out that it's that there's a regular hezek. So that's why on Daf Hey, Rashi was motivated to say, oh, somehow I got my hand stuck up in my face. I don't know. Do you people see that? Or I just saw it now. All right. No. Okay. So on Daf Hey, on my screen is a hand in my face. Okay. I'm sorry. On Daf Hey, there's a hechruch to say that there's a real hezek, because otherwise you could never say hatoni le hezek, hatoni le nezek. The Gemara Daf Hey wants to say that this can be fitted into the word nezek. If it's a new type of damage, because I took away from you the mitzvah of truma, you can never fit that into the word nezek. It's a new thing.
Maybe isn't there a different way to say it?
Rashi. So therefore, Daf Hey said it. So we're saying, okay. I could be. I just want to make sure the guys get this idea. Okay. So I'll listen. Yeah.